The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Yeah, ain't no stopping the Eagles right now. Five wins in a row, and they buried the Cowboys down in Dallas yesterday. 28-point victory. This is a 7-2 football team in first place in the NFC's. Coming up next, the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. Let's talk to the guy that was on the call alongside Mike Quick and Howard Eskin yesterday down in Dallas, Merrill Reese. Merrill, it's a very good morning. How are you?
Merrill.
Hi, guys. It is a good morning. It was a great day in Dallas.
It was, Merrill. And the Eagles, you know, it's one of those things where they did exactly what we hoped they would do. You know, they went down there and they left no doubt. They won the game significantly. And, Merrill, I was impressed early with the defense's ability to kind of help out the offense, right? Because they have a couple turnovers early. And it felt like Dallas might be able to get a few cheap scores and you know, get themselves up or stay in the game. But, Merrill, that defense just clamped down and made big stops.
They are so good. You know, I think the big indication was last week when somebody asked Fangio at the press conference about, does he need any help at the trade deadline? And he gave a one-word answer. He said, no. That means he's satisfied. Not that he's ever satisfied with the overall play, but no, he is satisfied with the performers, by the talent on this defense. And it just keeps emerging and getting better.
Well, it does. And, Merrill, the fun part is how young this defense is. You know, a couple years ago, they had a good defense when they made the Super Bowl. But that defense was, they were older. You know, they had some corners that were older, pass rushers. You kind of realize it wasn't going to last for 3 or 4 years with that group. They're going to have to turn it over. Merrill, the fun part about this is these guys should be here for a long time. Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell and N'Kobe Dean and Jalen Carter. They've got a nucleus now, Merrill, of players that could be together for, you know, let's say 2 or 3 years, which is a good portion in the NFL, but they've got something they could build with here, Mel. We haven't had that in a while.
No, we haven't, and that's a big thing. You know, people are impatient when a Jordan Davis comes out, when right away you don't get what you wanted from Jalen Carter, where he kind of wore out last year. But you have to have patience. These guys have to grow. It's very rare that two players can come in like Quinyon Mitchell and, as you said, Cooper DeJean, and be ready. They're playing like veterans.
They are, and they're making plays. I mean, every week it feels like Cooper's around the football, and Quinyon is just, he's right on these receivers and not letting them get by. Defense was outstanding yesterday. And then, Merrill, the offense, after a little bit of a choppy start, a lot of sacks early, two turnovers. When they get going, I mean, they really, it's so much fun to watch an offense that could beat you both ways. They could run the ball, obviously, with Saquon and with this offensive line. But now, Merrill, it's more than a full month of Jalen Hurts putting together, you know, a lot of really big games in a row.
Yeah, so what? He had one interception. You know, he had thrown 149 straight passes without a pick. And you know, the pass to Dallas Goedert in the end zone that was picked off was really right into the small window, and the Dallas defender just made a great play and snatched the ball away. But Jalen Hurts is playing at the top of his game right now. He really is playing great.
Yeah, I mean, he's had 16 touchdowns since the bye. It's been a great run for him. And then, Merrill, I thought an underrated part of what they were able to do yesterday was late in that game, you know, you're calling the different names that we haven't heard much this year. You know, Kenny Pickett, some of the backups, because the next game's coming up on Thursday. And, Merrill, it's a small thing, but it could be a big thing on Thursday that those starters, you know, were able to take off 10, 15 reps down the stretch of that game.
See, that's what was so good about this game. Not only did they win easily, but they were able to move so many guys out of the lineup and rest them in that fourth quarter. That was great. That's just what you wanted, and that's what they needed.
Yeah, and Merrill, it was watching the Cowboys yesterday. It shows how far they've fallen. Merrill, for the past, 7-8 years, it's been an Eagles-Cowboys division. One of them wins it, one of them finishes in second basically every year. That has changed. Merrill, that Dallas team, they look like they're in a bad way, and I don't think they're getting up. I feel like this division is now shifted, and we'll see the matchup Thursday. But, Merrill, Dallas does not look like they're going to be able to recover this season. That's not a good team.
They're not. Look, they had a chance to bounce back a little bit with Dak Prescott, who is a good quarterback. Quarterback, but with the Cooper Rush, no, it's not going to happen.
No, it is not, and it was fun to watch the Eagles bury them. All right, Merrill, let's look forward here because it's a short week for all of us, for you, and obviously for the team, trying to get ready for a game on Thursday night. Merrill, this is a huge one. I know they play two, but they got to hold serve. In my mind, if they're going to win this division, they've got to win this one at home Thursday. What's your first thought on this matchup? The Commanders coming in off a loss yesterday in a close game against Pittsburgh, and now half a game behind the Eagles here.
Well, I think the Commanders are legitimately good. They really are, and they're getting great quarterbacking. There's no doubt about that. What they are getting from their rookie is amazing. But I think this Eagles defense is going to give them some fits.
It should. And Merrill, as I look at the matchup, that's where the Eagles should have the advantage. Both offenses are obviously really playing well and good. Both quarterbacks are playing well, but that Eagles defense could be the difference maker and obviously the home field advantage here. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. I know it was a long night, long flight. Get some rest, and we're looking forward to hearing you on the call Thursday, and we'll talk to you during the pregame show, Merrill.
This is going to be the night we've been waiting for a long time. It is the best matchup you can think of, and I can't wait.
It's going to be great. Thank you, Merrill. We'll talk Thursday.
Have a good one, Merrill.
See you guys.
There
bye
he goes.
You.
He said bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
There he goes. Merrill Reese with us. I just want to make sure you got a chance to say bye-bye.
I say bye.
Okay.
Hey, can I
kind of left Merrill hanging.
Yeah, you did.
I did not leave Merrill.
I'm just trying to save you.
I didn't leave
Merrill. Joe had to throw you a life raft.
No, I was in the throes.
Uh-oh.
Can I just take a moment?
Oh, boy.
Where's this going?
I was in the throes or something. I just want to say thank you to Rhea Hughes. Because she gave us some cake.
He was in the throes of chocolate cake.
You lock in, buddy?
No, it was like, I was like, damn.
You got to eat that on the break, not during the segment.
No, I didn't eat it during the segment. I ate it before.
Well, so did I, but then I talked to Merrill.
No, but you know how when you have good cake and like the residuals, and you're thinking about it, and I'm like, damn.
Are you daydreaming after a piece of chocolate cake?
I was like, damn, because, yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, it was pretty good.
Was that what the Daily Douglas was about?
What's that? No, it just happened. It just so happened to be Rhea gave us cake after I thought about
it. I screwed it up. It is tough to say. If the cake tastes good, you can't complain about the way it was made.
Yeah.
You're complaining about the way Rhea made it?
See, now you're about to get me cussed out for no reason. That's not what...
If I had to guess, Hugh was trying to think of a Daily Douglas around the Eagles starting slow and finishing strong, and then the cake was presented to him, and he came up with...
So it was happenstance.
I got my eye on you.
Yeah, but it does sound
just
like...
Just looking out for Rhea.
Rhea made cake yesterday, and you complained.
No, I'm not. Not complaining.
All right.
How am I gonna give a shout out to Dick and complain about the cake? That's
ridiculous. That Daily Douglas does sound like you're questioning how it was made.
Man, please don't get me cussed out of this studio tomorrow. Please. That is not what I meant.
I promise you that's not what I meant. We're kidding, but hope you were. All right, 215-592-9490. If you just hopped in, we're reacting to the Cowboys getting beat by 28 points yesterday.
Down.
Yeah, they did by the Philadelphia Eagles, a 7-2 football team. Merrill on the call yesterday. And really, the two reasons I wake up today, and I'm thinking about the Super Bowl, and in earnest for the first time. Like, I know we've talked about this trip down to New Orleans, but like, I can picture us on the bus with audience going down to New Orleans. Yeah, they're
having a blast.
I can picture it now because we got a quarterback that is trending towards playing like a top 10 guy. And a defense, which does matter, playing like a top 5 defense in the NFL.
You know what's funny? Watching that game yesterday, I was waiting for when this show was going to make a turn, and y'all was about to jump all over me about like a bunch of crickets about the way the defense is playing.
Just wait. The rest of this week's going to be even more.
I can't. I mean, I still think defense is a luxury.
It's just not.
Oh, stop.
But
stop.
I do acknowledge and understand how foolish that would sound, me on that hill today. I'm not moving off the hill. I just ain't got a whole lot to say.
I mean, I got at this point, I have your former teammates texting me during games about how much defense matters.
No, I'm saying I ain't got a whole lot to say, but my original premise still holds true. And to your point,
it does not hold
it
true.
It does hold true.
No way.
And to your point, I mean, my beard looked like I was, you know, as I was
that
doing
thing's gone.
When I was, you know,
forget that, man.
Put the blow dry on my beard, blowing it out this morning. I'm like, yeah,
you
dog.
Blow dry your beard?
Yeah, I blow dry my beard every day.
That's got to go.
That's why it looks lovely and cool. I was like, damn.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Booty face. I'm going to have a booty face.
Probably yeah.
Booty face.
Well, yeah, you are. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. And then we have to have a lot of fun at the Cowboys' expense. We'll let you hear from Micah Parsons, Jerry Jones, CeeDee Lamb.
What have I done to deserve this?
Yeah, they're in a bad way down there, and it is so much fun. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up?
Hey, you know, the name you didn't hear get called much yesterday was CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal to shut that guy down. I don't care who's throwing the ball. He usually makes the catches.
I think he had six catches, but only for 21 yards. Like when he caught it, they tackled him right away.
Yeah, it wasn't much at all. He was pretty much held in control. Also, that thing with Nance and Tony Romo. You know, anybody can fly down from outer space and look at stats and go, oh, they look like they're a pretty good team. They've been playing pretty well all year. But that's the reason why we're in the position we're in to be able to see it every day. So for them to basically get on us for, you know, contradicting what or, you know, complaining about what we're seeing. It is what we're seeing. We see it every single day.
Every day.
So, I mean, sometimes the national perspective is good, but that's kind of they kind of mailed that one in.
Yeah, and what annoyed me isn't what they said, because they're right. I mean, right now, you just look at their, like you said, their stats, the profile of the team, their record. You say, that looks like a Super Bowl contender. They left out all the gray area. Like, they could have mentioned, hey, September was choppy, people were concerned, and now look. And they just ignored all that.
Yeah, they ignored everything about what Sirianni did, what he said, the kids in the the press conference, all that stuff. Like, that stuff matters when we're talking about it every single day.
Of course it does.
And also, too, defense is not really a luxury if you want to win the championship. I'm just going to say it.
No, we got to score. We yesterday, I'm not – listen, Jeff – Don't pull me into an argument that I was.
It,
I am not about to
the
have
defense
today.
The defense saved the game in the first half.
I'm about to sound. I know I'm gonna sound a little silly, but the offense did exactly what they have been supposed to do all year long.
The offense turned the ball over twice in the first half.
See, Joe's yelling at me now.
The defense saved the game.
I'm just saying the defense did. The defense.
Hold up. It's easier for the offense to do what they need to do when the defense shuts the other.
Yes,
down.
Tell them, Jeff.
They put the defense had turnovers in their red zone.
I'm not arguing with y'all today.
Because you can't. The defense set us up to score like how many points, dude? They put us in the red zone of the Cowboys multiple times.
Not arguing.
We don't put
today.
Up that many points
defense
if the defense isn't doing what they're doing.
Defense is luxury, not.
It's not.
It's absolutely a necessity. Jeff, this guy, he's lost. Jeff, you think it's Super Bowl?
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking it, but here's the thing. I'm a skeptic by nature. So if we can get past these next two games and show. And play well against both of these teams. I don't know if we can beat both Baltimore and Washington. I think we can beat Washington, but Baltimore's going to be tough. I'm not going to lie. But,
oh,
yeah,
of course they will. Yeah.
If we get past that, then I'm going to go back to the DMV and get my passenger endorsement for my CDL so I can drive that bus.
Oh, now we're talking. Jeff, appreciate it. There it is. We got drivers lining up left and right.
Yeah, no.
Because of this defense. That's why people were excited. Because the defense is back.
I think I said it wrong. Not this is my rifle, this is my gun. It was like, this is my rifle. There's only one like it. You remember that from Full Metal Jacket? Was that Full Metal Jacket? I think it was.
It's not the first thing you screwed up today.
Yeah, I mean, I was excited.
Yeah,
it's an exciting day. And I just knew I was going to look crazy for the take that I have about the defense luck, but I'm here. I've been here all year.
It's time to move.
This is the hill that I choose to die on. And this team, there's a lot more football left to be played.
Yep.
And even though it looks like my beard is in jeopardy.
Oh, it is.
I'm hanging in there. I got what, at least seven more games? Seven?
Eight.
Eight more games? Yeah, I'm good.
They have Cooper Rush on the schedule again. They have Daniel Jones. They have Bryce Young.
They also got Matt Stafford
and Daniels twice. Russell Wilson.
They have Russell.
And Lamar.
Russ look all right, though.
Russ is playing pretty well, yeah.
And they got Lamar.
Yep.
You just said Lamar.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I'm not sweating yet. I'm not sweating.
We shall see. All right, can we we'll get back to this because I think here we're teetering with this defense luxury thing on a take funeral. I mean, I might wear a suit in here tomorrow and we might have to have a funeral for your take because this defense is playing.
I know it's a bad look for me today.
Right.
I know. I mean I'm not denying that, but I'm not wavering. Mm. I am unwavering.
Well, you should waver
in my stance.
Can we
That don't make me feel better.
We'll get some pallbearers in here.
Wear
a suit.
Do you have
to eulogize his own take, or do we eulogize it for him?
I feel like Hugh's still going to be dying on the hill while we're giving it a funeral.
So is it a funeral for Hugh or the take?
The take.
We're going to be lowering this thing into the ground.
I
and Hugh's like, it's a luxury
to move off of this spot. Even though this defense is playing well.
Oh, it's playing great. Here's who we can have a funeral for, and we will. The Dallas Cowboys, because that team is dead. All right, let's hear from those guys after the game yesterday, because it goes from bad to worse when you listen to them. Jerry Jones answering questions about Dak Prescott. Like, are you guys bad just because you didn't have Dak? Are you bad just because you're bad? Here's Jerry yesterday afternoon.
What does today's performance tell you about Dak's role in this team and what he's been doing this season?
Well, what do you mean?
Given that you saw what the team looked like without Dak, how do you tell, when you look at the difference, what do you think about Dak?
I don't want to be sarcastic, but are you got the same arithmetic I've got? We've won three games with Dak. Okay, so I'm just saying, we weren't playing well with Dak at all.
If Dak cannot come back, how much does that hurt your hopes for this season?
Well, I don't I want to deal in hypotheticals, but, you know, anybody that loses their top quarterback has some adjustments to make, and they're usually adjusting uphill. And so I thought that basically we'd look better tonight without Dak. I thought we'd look better on offense than we looked without Dak. Seen Cooper play better than we played tonight. Philadelphia's got a lot to do with that. That's what it is.
Wait a minute. What did he say?
He said he thought they'd play better than they did without Dak. Like he had
seriously.
Well,
I haven't seen. Like to be fair.
No. He thought that they would be better than they were yesterday.
Oh, he thought they would be.
He wasn't saying Rush would be better than Dak. He's saying I thought we'd look better than this.
Okay, I thought he was saying that Rush looked better than Dak.
He didn't think it'd be as bad as it was.
Okay,
yesterday.
It was pretty bad yesterday. Yeah. I was about to say, man, what is he looking at?
I also love him challenging the arithmetic of the reporter there asking the questions.
Like we was bad when Dak was here.
That's basically what he said. All right, there also was the controversy yesterday because if you saw the one where Rush threw in the end zone. And it just like, I don't know, maybe CeeDee Lamb didn't see it or the sun was in his eyes because they were going towards that end zone where the sun comes blaring in. Jerry Jones asked questions after the game about whether or not the Cowboys need curtains at AT&T Stadium.
Well, so he actually wasn't answering questions about this. This was him unprompted at the end of, so people were starting to turn their mics off and stuff.
Let's
and he turned
that.
Back around and said, hey, by the way, this.
By the way, we know where the sun's going to be when we decide to flip the coin or not. So we do know where the damn sun's going to be in our own state.
Why not put the curtains in?
Why not mitigate that?
What?
The sun and the seating.
Well, let's just tear the damn stadium down, build another one. You kidding me?
But it's, you don't have
everybody's
to go that way.
Everybody's got the same thing.
Every team that comes in here has the same issues. They know where the sun's going to be. So every team has the same thing.
So is it more on Mike not understanding where the sun is and not following
his wish? I'm saying the world knows where the sun is. You get to know that almost a year in advance. So someone asked me about the sun, and I said, about the sun, where's the moon? We're fine, but everybody plays in the sun out here.
Hold on a second. Is he reading the Farmer's Almanac? What does he mean, you know where the sun is a year in advance?
You know where it is at all times. It's the sun.
And then ask him where the moon is? I mean, this operation is going up in flames. This is a $10 billion organization, and we're asking questions about curtains.
That was a Hugh Douglas level spin right there.
That was great.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that was Hugh spin.
No, Jerry's in a slow spiral.
Slow?
It's starting to speed up.
No, this thing's moving quickly
but
here.
The finger pointing. Somebody going to get swung on today in Dallas because there's a whole lot. And if I'm not mistaken, that's not the first part of the finger pointing that's been going on.
Well, let's get to more. CeeDee Lamb, who didn't catch that ball in the end zone, he does want curtains at the stadium.
That play with you and Ferguson, a little bit of miscommunication.
Couldn't see the ball. Couldn't see the ball at all.
The sun.
But, yes, 1,000%.
Are you in favor of curtains? 1,000%.
Yeah.
That franchise is at the point now where they're complaining about curtains and the sun and the spot of the moon. One more for you as we all just smile at the expense of the Dallas Cowboys. Micah Parsons, after the game, you know, the line of questions is basically about McCarthy's job status and kind of you feel bad that this is happening to Mike. And Mike obviously does not.
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. But guys, I kind of feel bad for these guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way up, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
Well, gut punch at McCarthy there.
Wow. I mean, in throes of just taking the L the way that you took it, you said he did more than what your coach ever done for you. You know the coach heard that. How do you go into work Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, whatever, and bounce back from that? Like, seriously, how do you do that? I think that's hard to do. What do you say to Micah at that point? Because you know that's probably going to be a topic on the podcast.
Remember? Oh, sure.
Well, you wanted that here.
Remember at the first half of the game, he wrecked the game, by the way, as a player.
Oh, man, he totally.
He did it.
Man, killed.
He wrecked the game.
Oh, so great. What a great Micah Parsons performance.
He's extremely fast.
He's a very good player.
He's a loser.
He's a great player.
He's such a loser.
You know what that was, that
Never
whole
thing?
Never
said I wanted to break bread with him. I just said
I'm looking right at Joe.
I love him here. How about him after the game? He hugging Saquon.
Cowboys as an Eagle. What
he
a loser.
He wants to be an Eagle so bad. All right, so you know what that was yesterday, that whole thing between Jerry and Seed? It's like in the Titanic when it tips over, when it starts like it's up and down and it's not left and right anymore. It's not on the water. It's like half in, half out. That's them. They have completely tipped over here. This franchise is dead. I do, Jerry.
He said the same arithmetic.
I like that drop. But
pretty good math.
Yeah, the two.
We wasn't good when he was here.
It's just so funny that a $10 billion team is complaining about curtains at the stadium and the placement of the sun and the moon. They are a dead franchise. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls coming up next. Plus a big Hugh breakdown regarding Hugh's beard and this defense. We also got to get to that. I'm going to offer Hugh an out. Stay tuned for that because Hugh Douglas might have to shave his beard because this defense, which is a necessity, is really playing good football. 215-592-9494. We'll get to everyone's phone calls, your reaction to the game, the beatdown of the Cowboys, and is this Eagles team now? Did they have you thinking Super Bowl? We'll discuss it all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.